25 minutes past 7 a.m. And I tell you what, something sweet this morning. We are talking beauty hacks, beauty regimes, and how to keep ourselves nice and pretty and wonderful and well-rested on a Saturday morning. Now, we don't really have a lot of time to sleep when we do breakfast radio on a weekend. So we thought, why not talk about how to keep ourselves nice and fresh-faced? I've got two of our wonderful producers in the studio this morning, Ruby and Millicent. Guys, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm excited for this one because it sounds like a really good one, and it sounds like one I really, really need. What are we talking about today?
Lip care.
I have the driest lips in the world.
Me too.
They look like flaky little pastries sometimes, and it's really gross.
It is. I'm just like, oh, what happened?
Yeah, to me?
I'm projecting onto you.
Yeah, it's like, oh, okay. Shoot. Right. No. Okay. So we're talking lip care. What have we got this morning? How do you, because like the extent of my lip care is like a Lucas Pawpaw ointment. Like that's where I start and end with my lip care.
Well, I was going to talk about lip balm, lip scrubs and lip masks.
What? Yes.
Everything.
Okay. So let's start with the balms.
Okay. So my favorite lip balm is from Mecca, the Mario Badescu one.
Love it. They're, but like, that whole range is so good.
Yeah, they have a lip wax that's about $6.
Okay.
It's pretty
good.
So
like, so reasonable.
Yeah.
Their rose water spray. I know it's pretty much just like colored water.
It's amazing.
It smells so good.
It's so good. And it's, again, like $6.
Yeah.
And it's a happy day for everybody.
Yeah.
So they've got a lip wax, so it's a bit thicker.
Not really.
No?
Like it's
just a branding thing.
Yeah.
Fine. That's okay. Like, and it feels moisturizing.
Yeah, like it's quite kind of, like it's quite shiny kind of thing, so it's quite thin.
Yeah, pretty. It looks nice on your lips.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So
otherwise, my all-time favorite lip balm is one that actually can go over lipstick.
Oh.
Like you put on your lipstick, you're like, oh, doesn't look great. You put it on, makes it a little bit shiny, makes your lips so soft and smooth.
Okay.
Like Instaglass.
Yeah. It's by the brand Trosunga 22.
Okay.
Have it in Mecca. It's called Flavorful Lipstick. It's not really a lipstick. Doesn't really have any color.
Flavor?
Yeah. I have it in chai flavor.
Ooh. How grown up. I'm that kid that goes to like chocolate, vanilla, yum.
Yeah.
That's good for no flavor.
Yeah. You're not a flavored lip person?
No, I don't want to be tasting flavor all day.
No?
I want to choose when I put flavor in my mouth.
Fair enough.
Not all day.
All right, so that's the balms.
Yeah.
Then you've got scrubs.
Yeah. So, I mean, you said you made one the other day.
Yes, I literally made a lip scrub the other day.
Now, here we go. Home hack, everybody.
Yeah.
This is where we're at. Okay.
So it's probably things we all already have in our kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
So I made mine with brown sugar.
Yep.
Olive oil and honey.
Those are three things that should be in everyone's kitchen.
Yeah.
Yes. And it was in mine. And I was like, wait, I can make a lip scrub. Because I would say I need a lip scrub for ages.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't bring myself to buy one.
No, not when you can make one.
Exactly.
Okay.
For on the low and as much as I want.
Wow.
Essentially.
That's
and
great.
So I did it the other day and I was shook. I was quaking. I was so surprised by how well it worked.
Yeah.
Because it's very, very rough scrub.
Mm.
Nothing you want to do all the time.
Well, brown sugar is quite a coarse.
Yes. Because I just learned brown sugar has molasses in it.
Okay.
And so, which actually helps make it a bit sweeter.
Okay.
Fun fact. But so that's why it was just very like sticky and like rough and granule. But it just took off everything. It took off that flaky white stuff. It took off like my soul. It was just, my lips were just so smooth afterwards.
Yeah.
And then after, just apply like a lip balm or some type of moisturization to it that you like.
Yeah, okay.
And you're good to go. Smooth lips.
Do you know what I've always wanted to use as like a lip moisturizing agent, but I've never been like brave enough to do so? Apparently coconut oil's really good.
Coconut oil's magic.
Yeah.
There's nothing that can't be solved by a little bit of coconut oil and some hopes and prayers.
Exactly.
In life.
Yeah, because in the lip scrub, you can also use coconut oil if you
instead of like olive oil.
Yeah, or with olive oil.
Yeah. How good would like coconut oil, brown sugar, honey and just like a little cocoa powder just to make it sweet.
Oh,
well, I found
that
one that actually said use vanilla extract.
Oh, yum.
Yeah.
See, this is terrible because I'm going to eat it all. It can't be good for
you. I have one from Lush and Low-Key. Like, you can put it on, just like taste a little bit.
Also, you could add like essential oils to it to give it more like flavor and scent, as well as like different oils to different things.
Yeah, okay.
So like you say you use some type of citrus like grapefruit or orange or lemon to get a little bit tingly and stuff like that.
So. As like a bit of like an antiseptic, kill everything.
Yeah, type of thing.
I love that. All right, so we've got lip balms, lip scrubs, lip masks. Now, they intrigue me.
So there are, like, the ones where you use, like, a face sheet mask, or just, like, you leave it on your lips for, like, 20 minutes. It's, like, a weird kind of rubber thing.
Yeah.
I, however, prefer overnight ones, where it's just, like, it's like a thick lip balm, basically.
All right.
Just leave it on overnight, wake up. All your hopes and dreams have been answered.
Yeah, okay, cool. You just go to sleep thinking, lush lips.
Question, how do you not eat the lip mask that's
in your
sheet?
It's not a sheet,
like, it's just like a thick lip balm.
But no, I meant like the sheet ones.
Oh, that you just leave it on like 20 minutes?
But I feel like you would eat it.
No, because it goes right over your lips. It's huge.
Yeah.
I think it's like right on the lips.
No.
I want it
like
open.
It's huge.
No, that's think about where like Ronald McDonald's red line is around his mouth, and that's what you'll look like.
Got it.
Yep. It's like a gimp mask. It's really strange. It's like the ones I've all used have been this weird, like silicony, plasticky, rubbery, really strange feeling, make your lips tingle.
Oh, okay.
But like, I don't feel like they do the most. I feel like that's going to do more.
The overnight ones definitely do a lot more.
Mm.
Really popular one is by Laneige. You can get that at Sephora.
Okay.
So you can get it at most of the Korean shops in Sydney as well.
Yeah.
Ranges from about $26 to $30.
Yeah.
So it's like a balm wax type of thing.
Okay, but it's in a pot and you only need the tiniest bit. Like, I bought it, I'm like, this is going to last me like 200 years.
Yeah, okay, cool. So $26 sounds like a lot of money, but it's quite a like value for money investment when you see how many uses
you're
going to get.
Also, they recently brought in flavours.
Oh.
I, like, just a scent. It doesn't taste. I bought the grapefruit one and it smells amazing.
Really? And see, if you're going to sleep smelling that, I feel like you're going to have good dreams.
Like, it's a good time. There's grapefruit, there's apple, lime, and there's berry.
I'm going to go the berry. That would be my pick.
I'd probably go with grapefruit as well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm more of like a very sweet person. Like the citruses, I like them, but given a choice, I'll go for something sweeter every single time. I'll sit and eat like a punnet of strawberries and, like, with no regrets, nothing. That's why whoever he is, what is he? Some specialist, endocrinologist. He said, Jessica, you can't eat anything that comes in a bunch or a punnet because you have no self-control. It's like grape. Berries, strawberries, blueberries, or any of that.
Oh, that's sad.
Oh, give me a blueberry muffin. That's a happy day.
Ooh, that's not a bunch.
No, it's not.
Blueberry white chocolate. That is like the ultimate combination.
The best combination. And then sometimes you get like blueberry, raspberry, and white chocolate. Oh. I feel like we've gone very, very off topic.
It's fine. It's a good tangent.
On topic.
Yeah.
We were off topic talking about lips and we're back on topic talking about muffins.
Exactly.
We'll pop some links on the podcast at the end of the show. We'll put Millicent's little lip scrub recipe up there as well for anyone who wants to give it a roll. Guys, thanks for joining us this morning.
No worries.
Ruby and Millicent, they're two of our wonderful producers, making sure we all look wonderful and fabulous on our Saturday morning.